were. In Ephesians chapter 6, let's read this one verse today, verse 14. We're talking about the armor of God, and Paul writes, "Stand, having girded your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness." The last couple of weeks we've been talking about the word standing and the fact that it is the goal of the Christian, the goal of our life, is to stand. Many times, if you look up a concordance, you'll find many references in Scripture that equate standing with victory. There's an interesting battle that occurred back in 1 Samuel when a man stood and fought the enemies, fought the Philistines for a patch of land on which there was some barley planted. He stood firm, and when the battle was over, he was standing there on guard. He was faithful. Paul uses this word several times. We've found it in verse 10. We found it in verse 13. We find it in verse 14 now. Stand. Stand is supposed to be the characteristic of the Christian life. In order to stand, in order to have victory against our enemy, you remember our enemy is Satan, and all the followers of Satan, all of the demonic forces that followed Satan into rebellion against God. In order to stand, in order to have victory, the believer needs to know, the believer needs to be trained to use and to dress up in the armor of God, in addition to knowing all about it. We depend on the power of God to have victory in our life. In some ways, the armor of God can be used in a generic sense. You know, when you go to the store and you get a brown bag, that's generic. It does not have the name of the store written on it. Some stores are very specific. They write their name on that bag. Some is generic. The armor of God is not generic. It is specific for you. There are some generic qualities about it, but you have to put it on. And just like a pair of shoes, in order for the shoes to be effective, for a jacket to be effective, for a helmet or any of these other pieces of armor that Paul is describing here, it has to be your size. God provides each of us with armor that we are to use. I cannot use your armor, and you cannot use my armor, although the armor of God is the same. But God provides for each of us what we need and the faith we need to be victorious. Remember the example of David and Goliath? Here's David, he's a young boy. He knew how to use a slingshot and stones. And when he goes to fight Goliath, remember King Saul says, well, you have to put on armor. And remember whose armor they dressed David in? They dressed David in Saul's armor. Now, if you read about Saul, it says that physically he was one head, or we would equate that to be about 1 foot taller than most of the people of the day. Saul was a big and a tall man. And you can imagine David was a young boy, and they dress him up in Saul's armor. And 1 Samuel 7:39, David says, I cannot walk in this armor. Our son wanted to be a fireman since he was 3 years old. And one time, my brother came over, and as you know, my brother Ben is a firefighter in L.A., and so my son Alfred put on my brother's uniform. And of course, the sleeves hung down to the sidewalk, and he started walking down our driveway, and he stumbled and he fell. David says, this armor is not for me, but I will go fight Goliath in the name of the Lord of hosts. That's God's name. Host means power, the power of God's name. And he takes his armor, and he takes his slingshot, and he goes against Goliath. God gives us armor that is specific to us. It includes all of the things that are listed here, but it fits your size according to your faith, and God gives you power in your life to go out and fight the enemy. We need to be alert. We need to be on guard. We need to stand. We need to know how to use these defenses against Satan. But when we depend on the power of God, sometimes we can have victory over Satan without even knowing that he's attacking us, because we are walking and we are standing and we are dressed in all of the armor of God. And specifically, the very first one here, there's seven specific items listed here from verse 10 to verse 20. Six of them are specifically something that the Roman soldier wore. The seventh prayer the Roman soldiers did not believe in or use. We do. There's three of them that they wore, and there's three of them that they carried. We'll look at each one of them individually. But the first one, in verse 14, Paul says, put on or gird yourself or gird your waist or surround your waist with a belt of truth. The armor of the Roman soldier could be called his uniform, what we would call today. The belt. The belt was very important. The tunic that the soldier wore was basically just a large piece of cloth. It had a hole cut in the middle that he would put over his head. And then they would cut holes in the sides and he would put his hands in it. But it was very loose. And when he would walk, it would be okay. But if he had to go into hand-to-hand combat, as we described the battle of the Christian often is, as a Roman soldier would often have his back against the wall, with no place to go except stand your ground, the loose tunic would get in his way and he could trip and fall over it. And so they had a leather belt that they would tie around their waist, and they would take the long ends of the tunic and the robe and they would tuck it all in. I like to say that a lot of our young people today, especially boys, they need a belt. A lot of boys walk around today with their pants way down. That's a little bit inappropriate maybe when you come to church. But do you see the idea that it is very easy to trip? Spiritually speaking, what does the belt of truth refer to for the Christian? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus in John 17:17 says in his prayer, when he's praying to the Father about Christians, he says, your word is truth. Sanctify them or make them holy with your truth. What is it that makes us holy? In chapter 4 of Ephesians, Paul says that to the church, God has given pastors and teachers for what purpose? So that we would teach you the truths of God, and so that you would grow up and mature and not be children. Remember, back a while back when we were in chapter 4, we studied that text. And children are tossed about in the wind. Spiritually speaking, the truth is God's word. God wants us to know his word. God wants us to wear the word. God wants the word to transform our thinking, to fill our heart, so that our mouth, what it speaks, is the word of God. Jesus said, what's in your heart will come out of your mouth with your speech. The truth of God, the word of God. You can handle it carelessly. You can trip on it. Or you can take the truth of God's, the belt of God's truth, and you can put it on as the Roman soldier would. You can tighten that about yourself. Your life will be surrounded by the Word of God and the instruction from the Word of God. And everything you think and everything you speak and everything that's in your heart, your actions, your careers, your life, everything you do will be surrounded, will be tightened with the truth of the Word of God. A serious athlete would practice. He would put a lot of effort into what he did to receive, you know, a crown that was made out of leaves and flowers that would wither and die. The Christian, we fight this fight to win. How serious are you about it? You have to pay attention to the truth of God. You've been taught in the Word of God. Now use it. Now dress up in it. Now put it on. Don't have it sitting there. Do you have your Bible at church today, or did you leave it home? And you're going to read it on the screen. That's God's truth. Handle it. Hold it in your hand. And so the intent of the truth of God is so that our life would be anchored on Jesus Christ, that the cornerstone of our life, the foundation of our life. But you have to have a proper attitude about it. What is your attitude about it? That picture here is of a serious soldier. He's not relaxing. He's at war. He's ready to go fight the enemy. How about you? Are you appropriating the Word of God, the truth of God? Have you wrapped your mind and your heart and your life totally and surrounded yourself with the truth that is found in the Word of God? That's my prayer for you today as you think about it this week. Amen.